Good day, listeners. I am your host, Taylor McClure. And as always, you are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. I was off for 2 weeks, so I'm still playing catch up on what's been going on here in our area. However, one event that I know that our community can look forward to is the upcoming Knowlton Film Festival, which is going into its fourth edition this year. And the best part? There's lots of new things for people to look forward to this year, particularly a short film competition and new partnerships that will allow festival goers to experience movies in a number of different venues. We spoke with Julie Bradet, one of the organizers of the Knowlton Film Festival, to get all of the details. Julie, I wanted to start off before we get into our interview by thanking you for coming down to CIDI to speak about the Festival du Film de Knowlton. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad that I'm here to talk about Knowlton Film Festival because we have the two names in French and in English in the festival signature.
It's
both. Yeah, it's both. So bilingual community, even though I'm not that much bilingual.
Well, that's great. Great. And this is the fourth edition, if I'm not mistaken, of the film festival.
Yes, it is.
And there are some new things in store for our community. But before we get into that a little bit more, I wanted to ask you, how does it feel to be back and to be bringing the festival back here to our community?
It's wonderful. Lake Brown community is such an inspiring place to be. A lot of people want to get involved in a voluntary base in the film festival. We have over, I think, 50 volunteers who give their time, give their expertise to the film festival. And so it's great to do it here in Knowlton.
Now, let's get into the festival a little bit more. So there's one new addition that I wanted to speak to you you about, which is the short film competition that you launched for the first time ever, which is exciting. So I just wanted to get some comments as to why you decided to offer this category this year.
Well, first I had help. We did hire someone. Everybody else is a volunteer, but we hired someone who did work in other film festival. His name is Laurent Bilodeau. You will have the chance to meet him during the film festival. So the reason why we wanted to have a short film competition is that short film are kind of the first step to become a movie director of long feature. So when you have all the young movie maker, it's a possibility for us also to follow them during their career. And maybe to have their first long feature film. Also, it brings an energy to the film festival because they are young and they have a lot of friends and in the region, because we have a section of the competition who is devoted to film of the region. We have someone, for example, from Bishop. The film was selected in this section of the competition. So it's a chance also to show film from here, from people who are trying to make it in that business in this wonderful place that is cinema. We have also someone else. I have his name there, so I remember him because he's going to have a special place in the festival. His movie Don't Eat That will be presented before one of the long features. So we have both. 3 times in the week we have the competition, but also some of our short film are presented before long feature. It's the case of Spencer Baum film, Don't Eat That.
Was this competition reserved for youth or was it open to...
No. Okay. I said that youth. Yeah, but usually they are young because it's their first movie and they choose the short film format because it's easier to fund, easier to make in a sense, even though there's other challenge around the short film format. So they are almost all young. But
well, that's great. And from my understanding, the participation in the short film competition was a success. From my understanding, you had a number of people submit.
Yeah, we had like over 100 movies submitted in a very professional platform, called Film Freeway. So all the film festival in the world have a page there. Okay. So movie maker and producer can submit their film. So this year it was the first time we had this platform to showcase our film festival and for movie maker to apply for the festival. So it's a real competition. Then we had committee of member of the community from the business, movie business, but also just member of the community wanted mm-hmm. to participate to the selection. So 15 people did watch, I think 30 movies, 40 movies, and did the final cut to 15 short films that are our finalists.
Finalists, okay. And so then after the film festival nears its end, then you're going to choose a winner from one of these?
Yes. And that's it. And we also have someone, Claire Léger, which is a grande mécène. Huh? She donated the grants for the prize. So there is four prizes. Two are given by our jury. So we also have a jury with Pascal Bussière, who is the president of the jury. So it's also make it more serious and more professional and meaningful also for people who are going to win those prize. We have also a people award, mm-hmm. award prize. So people are going to be invited to vote after the films.
Hey.
Yeah, that's it. So we have prize also. And we have a trophy. That has been created by Marie-Josée Gravel, which is a sculptor from here. So that's also fun to give.
Awesome. Yeah. And you were mentioning the People's Choice Award. That's also something that's new from my understanding.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I didn't. Yeah. If you wanted to highlight that a little bit more.
Yeah. So after all the short film that's going to be vote, but also after all the long feature of the year, there's going to be a vote from the public. So everybody's going to have a little paper and it's going to rate the film.
Okay.
And our volunteer going to do a big compilation of that. And we're going to present also an award for the best long feature.
Okay.
With the trophy and so forth. So this is also new. And so our selection is more official in that way. And more meaningful in a sense, because the movie maker who comes here know they can have also a prize that will mm-hmm. be chosen by the public, which is very meaningful for movie maker.
Yeah.
To know that the public say, oh, that's the best thing. They do it for the public.
Well, to touch the public.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now, before we started our interview, you were talking about all these exciting new partnerships that you have this year as well. So I was wondering if you wanted to highlight some of these new partnerships that you have with organizations in the community here.
Yeah. So first we have, we collaborate this year with the Knowlton Players, in particular with Viviane Grenier and Roger Delamare, who directed and written a radio play around a movie called My Side of the Mountain. This movie was shot in the 60s in the region by Paramount, the big cinema production company. So, and I think that the Chemin Paramount comes from this movie.
Okay.
But that's what we're going to learn in the radio play.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a behind the scene, what we heard about this movie, the way it was done a long time ago. So I'm sure it's going to be very fun and very interesting also. It's a kind of a vintage piece that we have here, and it's a film that was this premiere, and it's kind of very original to have such a big, big film like that produced in the 60s that was shot in the region. And so we are very happy also that Vivienne and Roger did want to do that and try to create something around the movie to highlight it and make it even more interesting.
Yeah, it's nice to have a local group do that.
Indeed. And you know, the Knowlton Players, I find it so cool that we have such a thing as théâtre amateur in our amateur theater, that in our community people gather around, make theater piece. Wow. So I really wanted to try something with them. And this is one of our great collaboration that we pushed this year. We also have a new partnership with the museum. So there's going to be a big screen and a projector in the old courthouse of the museum. So it's in the second floor. It's a beautiful room. We're going to show their documentary that are linked to their exposition and collection. We have, the name is Emily. It's a film about Emily Brontë. And then we have presentation by professor from Bishop literature professor that's gonna talk about Emily Brontë and the films during the presentation of Shoshana Brin Square. There's gonna be a tea room, so people can come and have a nice cucumber sandwich and a nice tea. So it's part of the event. So
yeah, part of the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere. Yeah, we try also to showcase some of the costume of the museum during that presentation, because there is a lot of costume around that are correspond to the end of the 19th century. We're gonna also show two movies linked to their exposition about the British home children. So the first one is Forgotten. It's kind of super interesting for people who are interested in this subject. It's kind of the beginning of this whole investigation around those child. Comes from part from this documentary. So we have the producers gonna be there. So we have another movie around also the exposition. The title is Orange and Sunshine. It's gonna be presented two times. The same theme as for Forgotten is gonna be presented a couple of times during the week. So go check our website. We are very happy to do that also with the museum. It's gonna be also interesting to see movies in another context. It gives more possibility to showcase film also to have other venues than the theater. Also, we gather with the Galerie Blanca to show a couple of movies on the 25th and 26th of August, so at the end of the festival. So it's going to be also there a screen that we're going to move from museum to the Blanca. Okay. So there's a little operation there. And finally, our big partner is the town. It's the town. They are our biggest sponsor, but also very important because we do a thing with them. For example, we're going to showcase film in the Parc Colebrook.
Okay.
Free movie for the family during the three days of the first weekend. So 18, 19, 20 of August.
Awesome.
I hope it's not going
to
rain.
And I wanted to ask you, Julie, from your perspective, why is it so important to have these events here in our region? You know, why is it important not only for filmmakers, but the community as well?
Movies are, no, they are made to be shown to a public that gather in a space, which is a cinema room, but it can be, they are made to be shared between people. So it's not the same experience to see movies in your home, and it can be fun also, but it is just fun to do it in a community, to be able to gather people around films. I think it's adding to the quality of a relationship between people when they have something like a movie to share together, to talk about. This year, it's also a novelty. We're going to, after some of the projection, there's going to be little parties in the town. For example, there's a movie called Le Plongeur. The film going to be presented by Patrick Plouffe from Le Sapin. And then we're going to go, everybody, to Le Sapin to end the night. There's going to be a live band there. The same thing at La Pantry. There's going to be a DJ there on the Thursday night. So it's also, I think, what I really did like this year about the film, organizing the film festival, is to create those events also around the movie, so it become more festive.
Gives people something to do and to come together.
Yeah, that's it.
These film festivals, I'm sure that they also serve as like a stepping stone for people who are trying to get into film as well.
Yeah, Le Sapin, there's a waiter there, totally made my date. Julie, I present myself as, I'm Julie from the film festival. And he said, oh my God, my film has been selected. And the guy, so he's very young. And I said, yeah, that's why we want to do that for young movie maker and new movie maker, but also for the one who are well established, because it's always, so it's both, it's for the public, but it's also for movie maker who have the chance to share the experience of seeing their film with an enthusiastic festival goer.
And what do you hope to accomplish with this year's festival? Do you have certain objectives?
I really did want to be able to reach all the public. The film in the park, I really wish people will come, even though I hope it's not gonna rain. And I also wish people will come, because that's the family public. Mm-hmm. This was one of the goals, to reach them and to give them movie for the children, for themselves, to go picnic in the park, to go dinner in the restaurant around. The same thing for the museum. I really wanted to go and find all those people who are linked to this other cultural institution. And it was the same logic for the, all the other partners.
Yeah, and it just becomes like a community event where everyone's kind of involved.
Yeah, that's it. And so that's the first year we thought about the festival in this way. I want to grow from this principle. I thought that would be a better strategy and more real if it's grounded in the community.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Julie. People can refer to your website for all the programming.
That's the best way to go, okay? We also have a flyer in the theater and everywhere around the town. So website and our flyers and the theater. So you can come to the theater also. I'm always there. So if you want to know more, come and meet us, our little team.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Julie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.